Okay, fine, thank you. Most of the words I've used have already been said, but perhaps not in this order. But first of all, I think I support very much what Manfred said at the beginning. It's hard to overemphasize the importance of the neutrino mass measurement direct with tritium decay and the neutrinoless double beta decay. Is the only additional comment I would make on the neutrinoless double beta decay is I think it's important that it be observed in many nuclei and not just one nucleus. The first observation establishes the neutrino as a Majorana, having a Majorana component, but in order to be able to extract the mass values, I think it's essential that it's seen in several nuclei. But the focus of what we're here today is what I think I would describe as the precision measurement of the neutrino mixing matrix. And there are many, many ideas about how that should be done, but there seem to me to be two essential steps. The first is to demonstrate that theta-1-3 is non-zero, because if theta-1-3 is non-zero, then a whole range of facilities are not required. They buy very little compared with upgrades of known facilities. But once you know that theta-1-3 is non-zero, then I think as people have said many times, the ultimate precision machine for measuring the neutrino mixing matrix with precision is the neutrino factory, and that has to be, I think, the long-term goal. And within that context, I think we require something like, roadmaps are very popular these days, everyone has one. I think the neutrino community needs a roadmap, and to some extent I think the neutrino community does have a roadmap, which has been developed over the last few years in the neutrino factory workshops, which have been both well attended, and I see many of the faces here, so we know who that community is. I think the difficulty is that although there are some very many excellent projects between those two limits, that is to say, demonstrating that theta-1-3 is non-zero, assuming that it is non-zero, and building the neutrino factory, there are a lot of projects, and they all are innovative and are excellent. The big difficulty is that none of them are cheap. When you look at the integrated cost of providing a super beam and providing kiloton or megaton scale detectors, these are expensive facilities. And there is a unitarity of funding. We know that funding for particle physics is hard and getting harder. And I think that does mean that the worldwide neutrino community does need to have a very clear focus and does need to understand what it is doing and why it is doing it. And in that context, I personally think that it's necessary also to preserve the regional balance. I think the idea that one region, and I have no particular region in mind, but the idea that one region can solve by itself the neutrino mixing matrix problem, issue, make the precision measurement, seems to me to be it's one of those dreams which Luciano referred to, and it's a dream which I think is neither achievable nor desirable. I believe that the steadily developing cooperation in the neutrino community over the last 6 or 7 years is highly desirable, and I think it's also essential if we are to raise the resources that are required to achieve the long-term objective. And at some level, and I'm not quite sure at which level, but at some level we do need, I think, to produce a neutrino roadmap. We all know the elements, but it's not clear whose umbrella this should come under. ICFA, just to take one possible source of global coordination, is heavily preoccupied with the linear collider, and any attempt at the same time to deal with the neutrino problem will, I think, be politically unacceptable. But we do need to find some way of preparing both our funding agencies, but also our politicians, for this 20-year vision, because it's surely going to take 20 years to produce what I would call a precision measurement of the neutrino mixing matrix, which means measuring the angles to a few degrees. We also have to develop the arguments as to why that is required. And you know, the only handle that we're going to have on where the neutrino mixing comes from is through precision measurements of those things we can measure, and to hope that our theoretical colleagues are smart enough to be able to develop theories which predict what those mixing angles are, and then to test those predictions against precise measurements. So I think it's very... I mean, I've personally been very encouraged by this meeting and very entertained by all of the proposals, but the simple fact is that there are too many good ideas, and we need a method and a mechanism for being able to focus on one or two which achieve the long-term objective. Thank you.